Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Hello, welcome to Know Your Constituency, a podcast map of the general election taking you through all 43 constituencies. We'll be bringing you all the information you need to know, the seats, the boundaries, the incumbents, the challengers, and the information you want to know, the infighting, the rivalries, the turf wars. I'm Colm O'Mungoyne. I'm joined once again by RTE Radio's Barry Lenehan. He's here for all 43 episodes. And also with us is Cúain O'Sheridan, political correspondent with Raidió na Gaeilge. Hello again, lads, for another one. Turning to Dublin Rathdown now. So, Barry, kick us off as always with the seats and the seat holders.
Yes, this was a three-seat constituency, now up to four seats. So we'll already have a new TD in Dublin Rathdown. We'll actually have two. The incumbent standing their ground are the Green Party's Catherine Martin and the Fine Gael Minister of State, Neil Richmond, while Fine Gael's Josepha Madigan stands down at this election.
Cúain, you've been looking at the maps. So what are the changes and what are we talking about when it comes to the constituency of Dublin Rathdown?
Well, Rathdown is basically the western half of the Dúnlíre Rathdown local authority area, and the boundary has been adjusted slightly to give the constituency an extra seat and to make it contiguous with the local authority boundaries, the electoral areas of the local authority. And the electoral districts which have been moved into Rathdown, containing 12,000 people, are all affluent areas. And this is something that I would expect would benefit the Fine Gael vote substantially, and that puts them in a very good position to take the second seat here in this constituency. Most of the constituency is affluent or marginally above average, according to the public deprivation index. A lot of house owners in this area, and roughly consistent with the national average in terms of people renting their homes, although that's a little bit higher in places like Dundrum, where about a third of the population are privately renting.
And given that profile of the constituency, although, as you say, it is mixed to a certain degree, what are the big issues going to be for this election?
Well, housing is a big issue throughout the capital city and across the country. A lot of the candidates have been telling me that childcare is coming up as an issue, disability services. There is some talk too, actually, in this constituency that the question of Palestine and issues around that could be something that may influence some votes on the ground in this constituency, particularly when it comes to transfers later on in the race.
Barry, into the runners and riders, we have to give our usual caveat, of course, that this is at the time of recording. Nominations haven't closed as we're speaking. Still more names can be added to the ticket, and you'll be reappearing later on with any significant news about additions once those nominations have been finalised, or indeed withdrawals. But for now, where do you want to start?
Well, this is, according to Fine Gael strategists, one of the crown jewels, a crown jewel that if they can retain and build upon around Dublin will return Simon Harris to the Taoiseach's office. It is a key constituency for Fine Gael. They have two TDs and a three-seater here already, and one of them is standing once again. That's the Minister of State, Neil Richmond from Ballinteer, first elected in the 2020 general election. He was a prominent senator before then, and he did rather well at the last election, taking 6,700 first preference votes. Josepha Madigan standing aside. Neil Richmond joined on the ticket by Maeve O'Connell, the councillor. She's lived in the Stillorgan area for 25 years. Her husband is the former Minister, Dublin South West TD for Fine Gael, Colin Brophy. She was elected at the first count in Stillorgan in the local elections, increased her vote in 2019, hoovering up over 60% of the vote around Stillorgan and in parts of this constituency. Fine Gael's highest vote nationally in June's local elections, over 53% of the vote. So the expectation within Fine Gael and with others is that Neil Richmond and Maeve O'Connell should easily retain two seats for Fine Gael. Worth pointing out as well that the iron hand of Fine Gael headquarters apparently felt at the selection convention here when one of the candidates was told how their candidature wasn't viable before putting their name forward, clearing the path for Maeve O'Connell to join Neil Richmond. This one, a big one for Fine Gael. They once had three seats here off 36% of the vote, and some talk they think they might even have a bit of surplus to throw around after the two are elected.
All right, Cúain, an extra seat is up for grabs here as well. So what are you watching out for as the votes roll in? Who is advantaged by the addition of the seat? Who'll be of the sitting candidates here, who'd be relieved by the addition of that seat?
Well, you'd have to say that the addition of the electoral areas coming in from Dún Laoghaire would advantage Fine Gael. They're all affluent areas, and there are about 10, there's actually 12,000 people living in those areas, and that should really help Fine Gael to guarantee the extra seat for themselves here. This is an area where Fine Gael have been strong for years. They had a very strong performance in the local elections with 7 councillors elected, and as Barry said there, over 50% of the vote. But there are some perils here. There was an independent councillor called Michael Fleming elected with 2.5 quotas in the local elections. Those 3,687 votes would put him strongly in contention for a seat when he runs in the general election, because to be competitive in this constituency, you'd need 4,500 to 5,000 votes on the first count to have a good shot at getting a seat. And he will not have to lift his vote by much more than he got already in the local elections to be competitive.
Yeah, Fleming, yeah, he had that colossal vote in the local elections, one of the biggest in the entire country with those 2.5 quotas. And indeed, there is an independent vote in this constituency with Sean McLaughlin also elected in Dundrum with 3,000 votes. So
this is the old Dublin South constituency that Shane Ross was elected
It, yeah, where they could throw you up and put you down in the blink of an eye from election to election, as Mr. Ross would attest after losing his seat in 2020. But all the chatter amongst political observers here is around Mick Fleming. He's highly active locally. He's likely to clean votes around Ballinteer, the Pine Valley, the Gallops, Glencairn, Step Aside, and the old Mountainy vote that's in the constituency. Very active on social media. He's also a butcher as well, I must be pointing out. So a very people-facing role, having a shop in Step Aside and in Kilmacud, potentially a third in Dundrum as well. So he's very much, he's entered this race. The key question for him, though, is June's local elections a flash in the pan, and B, can he grow his vote outside his Glencullen Sandyford base? There's debate amongst political watchers in the constituency about whether he will fly outside of his coop, as they say, but at the same time he does have a pretty strong base in his vote from the locals.
Cúin, Barry ran through the Fine Gael candidates there and mentioned Junior Minister Neil Richmond. We do of course have a full cabinet minister there in the form of Catherine Martin of the Green Party. Again, not to be overly historic about it, but once upon a time Eamon Ryan was elected to Dublin South. Catherine Martin is elected there now. There would appear to be at least some grounds for optimism on the Greens there.
Well, they did get 3 councillors elected in the local elections, and they got quite a large vote throughout the constituency. Catherine Martin has been very active as well, looking after a constituency as minister, and of course has had a very high profile nationally due to all of the various areas. So we won't go into the detail of it, but there are a lot of different areas covered by her portfolio, especially sport and tourism, which are big questions in this constituency. They're fairly confident, I think, that Catherine Martin will retain the seat. She may profit partially from a big Fine Gael surplus, actually, but she should also profit from the Labour candidate Letty McCarthy and possibly Sinead Gibney going out a little bit earlier in the count. That should help lift her up as well. So I would regard Catherine Martin as fairly certain. The Greens wouldn't like me to say this, but I would regard Catherine Martin as fairly certain for this seat.
And regarded as a bit of a dissenter on some occasions within Cabinet. Her view, for example, on media funding, on a number of other issues, Barry, won't do her any harm.
Definitely not. And it's worth pointing out how in 2016 she rose like Lazarus to take a seat in this constituency when it was a 3-seater, obviously topping the poll on the last occasion. So key for Catherine Martin will be to finish ahead of Labour's Letty McCarthy, who's a serial vote getter at the local elections, topping the poll in every election from 2004 to the last local elections when Mick Fleming ate her dinner, and also to finish ahead of Sinead Gibney of the Social Democrats, who's obviously high profile in her own right, as she ran in the European elections where she claims she lost €20,000 of her own money as she failed to meet a quarter of the quota. But she's the former chief commissioner of the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission. It's hard to know, can she gain traction in this very competitive constituency? But as I say, once Catherine Martin finishes ahead of that pair, she's one step back in Leinster House. It's also worth pointing out how across this constituency and across the neighbouring Dún Laoghaire constituency, that the Green Party ran 6 councillors in the local elections, 5 of whom were new, as those who had won seats in 2019 weren't standing, and the Green Party retained them all. So the Green brand still has a bit of traction in this part of the world.
All right, Cúin, the councillor Shay Brennan there from Fianna Fáil. I suppose, a family that's steeped in election winning for Fianna Fáil. Shea Brennan's father, Seamus Brennan, was part of the Brains Trust that won that overall majority for Fianna Fáil in 1977. He was a long-standing vote-getter in that constituency, and often the kind of emollient public face that would be put out for Fianna Fáil when times were rough. Obviously, you know, Shea Brennan is today's man's today, so to speak. What can we expect from him, do you think?
Well, it'll certainly be a very strong showing. He lost out by only about 400 votes on the last count the last time out. And there is a Fianna Fáil structure in this area. They have the same number of councillors as the Greens do, but they actually got slightly more votes, about 600 more votes at local level than the Greens did at the last local election. So that puts them in a pretty good position. And it will all really depend, I think, on exactly how Maeve O'Connell does on count one and how big or how not so big Neil Richmond's surplus is, because if somehow Shea Brennan is ahead of Maeve O'Connell on the first count, and I'm not saying that that's likely, that'll give him a big advantage then in the later counts and will give him a significant increased chance of getting elected. But it'll be close. I think if Shea Brennan is to get elected, it'll be on the third or the fourth seat.
This is one of these areas where the rivalry between the main coalition parties, Barry, will come into sharp focus. If Fianna Fáil want to make that Dublin comeback and be the bigger party of government next time round, this is an important constituency for them.
It is a hugely important constituency for Fianna Fáil. But maybe to pick you up on the rivalry point, in other constituencies there is a rivalry between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, and Fine Gael really targeting Fianna Fáil. But in this constituency, quite simply, Fianna Fáil not at the races compared to their civil war former enemies, now coalition partners. Now on the redraw, Fianna Fáil of this constituency, with votes coming in from Fox Rock, they should allow Shea Brennan to get a toe into this race. They are sitting on 0.69 of a quota in this new constituency, which should be enough to get a seat, around 6,500 first preferences. But the key thing for Shea Brennan is, where will the transfers come from for him? He has struggled on that before. So even if he might be in the frame on the first count, again, he has an uphill task to get those transfers unless his good pals in Fine Gael could come to the rescue.
Yes, if he gets ahead of Maeve O'Connell and stays ahead of her, then he'll be in a very good position. But if she's ahead of him, he will have a very low chance.
I just want to one of the longest campaigners in this constituency is Sean Tracy of Sinn Féin. He's a former Sinn Féin press officer. He has been out and about on the doorsteps in many elections in this particular area. Cúin, what are the prospects for a Sinn Féin vote here? I think Sean Tracy has admitted himself it's been slim pickings in this constituency for Sinn Féin before.
Well, they got nobody elected at local level in this constituency in the last local elections, and that's starting from a very, very low base. A total of 1,760 votes at the local elections for Sinn Féin. That's not competitive in terms of having a shot at a seat in this constituency. They did do well the last time out. Saoirse Ní Cormac was in the hunt at the end of the race. She went out just before Shea Brennan. But I don't see Sinn Féin hitting that kind of level again in this constituency, and especially with Fox Rock, Glenn Cullen, and Stillorgan coming into the constituency.
Is there a problem with an Aonthu candidate here, Liam Coughlan, as well, that may, in terms of the race for first preferences amongst centre-left and left candidates in this constituency, if that becomes too fragmented, it's game over?
Yeah, you know, he lost out in the final seat in Dundrum in the local elections, so perhaps Liam Coughlan, his aim might be to outpoll Sean Tracy, as Cúin said, Sinn Féin enduring a miserable local elections in this area. But Saoirse Ní Cormac did come from outer space to nearly upset things here in 2020, so don't rule anything out. She took 11% of the vote, outpolling Shea Brennan, and even going into the contest in 2020, Shea Brennan was odds on with the bookmakers to take a seat for Fianna Fáil, with chatter that he would easily take a seat. It didn't come to pass. But yes, Sinn Féin do look like not in a great position, but again, they would point out it's far from a party heartland for them, south of the Liffey and some of these affluent areas.
All right, now the usual caveat we apply on recording, because it's not live radio, everything here is at the time of recording, but we are hearing things through the space-time continuum, Barry Lennon, in a reference the man himself might appreciate, there may be a chance that Alan Shatter is hoping to be beamed up once more to Leinster House as an independent.
Yes, but he's been teasing this for quite some time with regards his campaign around the inheritance tax.
The hated inheritance tax.
If in part of this constituency, and where would it matter most than here? And he's been on the national airwaves debating with Paul Murphy, the Solidarity TD, amongst others, about it, and running public meetings around this as well. And of course, as we know, a public meeting at this time, close to an election, it only means one thing, and so it has come to pass. Pictures coming into us here in the election podcast lair of Alan Shatter, election literature being put through doors in Dublin Rathdown. So it appears that the former Fine Gael Justice Minister, who lost his seat in 2016, albeit by just around 1,000 votes to Catherine Martin, is back on the pitch this time and is standing as an independent in Dublin Rathdown.
His meeting, his public meeting, Cúin, was in the Goat Grill. I don't know whether in the Argo of young people that was a deliberately chosen venue, as GOAT, the acronym for, of course, greatest of all time.
And maybe another American analogy here, he might be trying to repeat the 1978 California referendum on Proposition 13, which abolished the rules they had at the time for the property tax in California. He may be trying to repeat history in Rathdown. It's a fertile ground for that. 36% of householders occupy and own their homes outright in the area. 30.7% are paying mortgages. So they're around the national average, but there are large numbers of renters in the area. It may not be as popular as he thinks, and even though people complain a lot about it, it isn't a huge sum of money at the end of the day. I think other issues are likely to come to the fore with Alan Shatter, which may electrify the contest in this constituency.
He'll be running, of course, maybe not as former Fine Gael minister. He'll be novelist and former public representative, maybe.
Yeah, and he's calling for Fine Gael to be more prudent with the public purse now that he is out of office. I suppose trying to map his vote somewhat. Again, this is a fluid situation, but you would look at maybe the vote that Shane Ross got in 2020, which was ultimately unsuccessful for the then minister, but he did accrue around 8% of the vote and 3,400. So Alan Shatter's entry into the race certainly muddles the picture, you'd have to say, for the final seat. You'd still think that Catherine Martin, who beat him in 2016, should escape from his clutches when it comes to the Dáil seat at this occasion, and the two Fine Gael candidates in the race as well. But we did tease how the Fine Gael candidates may have a little surplus to go around. Might they go home to Alan Shatter? That is the big question. He of course lost his seat as a running mate with Josepha Madigan in 2016, who's not around either at the moment. But again, it electrifies this contest, but very hard to call what difference it might make.
I hate to segue from Shatter to Crystal Ball, Cúin, but it is time, with all the health warnings and caveats of nomination lists not being finalised and the campaign means everything, etc., etc. How would you call the Dublin Rathdown four seats, knowing what we know now?
Well, I think Shatter's candidacy massively decreases Fine Gael's chance of taking a second seat here. I think it opens up things at the bottom of the field. I think, as Barry says, Catherine Martin and Neil Richmond are looking very, very likely, but it'll be a huge competition now between Michael Fleming, Shay Brennan and Maeve O'Connell for the last seat. And possibly, if the issue of Palestine comes into the fray a lot in this campaign, People Before Profit candidate or Sinead Gibney could do better than we were expecting until now. I'm not sure that they would get as far as winning a seat, but it will change the dynamic of the campaign on the ground and massively reduce the chances of Fine Gael taking two seats here.
All right, Barry.
This is one of Fine Gael's crown jewels, the crown upon which they want to put back on Simon Harris to become the next Taoiseach. They say they need two seats here, two in Dublin Bay South, two in Dún Laoghaire and two in Wicklow. And I don't think Alan Shatter's entrance into the race will stymie Fine Gael's ambition here. Remember, they did take that colossal nationwide breaking vote in this constituency in the local elections. So I would still go that Neil Richmond and Maeve O'Connell should take two seats. Catherine Martin should stay safe, and then the last seat becomes a battle royale. You have the butcher with the shops in Stepaside and in Kilmacud, who got 2.6 quotas. Mick Fleming, he looks like he could be in the lead. Fianna Fáil, though, whilst Mick Fleming has that deep pocket of votes in Glencullen Sandyford, Shea Brennan has a wider tableau upon which to pick from. But will he get those transfers? I'm not so sure. And then throw in Alan Shatter into the mix. He'll need to perhaps be in the frame on the the first count, I think, because will those transfers come to him? But if anything can happen in Dublin Rathdown, it has picked people up and dropped them right back down on their head, as we said before. They did it to Alan Shatter before dumping him in 2016, so you couldn't rule out Dublin Rathdown lifting him up once again.
Barry, we'll leave it there for that. You'll be back with us for an update after nominations close. Our thanks to Cormac Burke for all his research. Dave Gibson was on sound and our producer was Ciarán Dunn. And remember to tune into RTÉ Radio 1 on Results Weekend and across RTÉ Television and all our digital platforms for full coverage of all 43 constituencies.
Know your constituency. The RTÉ Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.